Good morning, everybody. This is Addison Corbin and James Chapman.
That's right.
Back on the Grindr podcast. James.
Yeah.
As usual, what's going on in your beautiful world over there?
Well, dude, if anybody watches a video of this, you can see I have I've finished out the back wall of my office with all my photos I've been saving. Shout out to Mixtiles. That's where I bought these. And you just upload all your photos. They send them all ready to go. Adhesive on the back. You stick them around the wall. And my wife, Danny, put them all up for me.
Wow.
So now I got pictures of my family and stuff all across the back wall. It's very exciting. I'm happy about it. It's long overdue. So now, like when I'm grinding away, right, I can look back and just take it in. It's nice. I love it. My little collage.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of collages. Although collage is very similar to the word kolache, which I'm a big fan of a good kolache.
I don't know what that is.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. A what? What'd you call it?
A kolache.
What is that? What is that?
It's a piece of meat wrapped up in croissant, bro.
Piece of meat wrapped up in a croissant. Danny's holding her mouth over there. Is it an Italian food?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Italian. It might be Polish.
Okay. What are you shaking your head at? What's it called? No? She's not going to tell us. I don't know. Apparently she knows something we don't.
She don't.
You need to stop saying that word.
What's the word?
Like, I just appreciated the way that he was saying it.
Oh, okay. She's just jumping in. So my wife's in the studio today, everyone. So that's why we work so well together. Her grammar and understanding of words and stuff is so much better than mine, and I math. So I'm the mather in the relationship. She is the grammar corrector.
I said it correctly, so there is no.
I'm just telling you. I mean, it's. Maybe you did. I'm just sharing a little tidbit about my life.
It's not too, it's kind of hard to make me second guess things occasionally.
I'm not trying to make second guess anything. You just lost me. I wasn't familiar with it. I got educated today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, dude. And I'm, you know, I'm actually kind of upset that you've never had a collage.
I've never had one.
Yeah.
But I got a collage.
Yeah. And it's not the same and it's not as great.
It's not. Yeah.
Dude, it's like a sausage, or like a bratwurst type situation wrapped up in a beautiful croissant.
So it's a pig in a blanket. It's an Italian or Polish pig in a blanket.
Actually,
okay.
Also, with that being said, we also stopped at Boosie's. And somewhere when we were heading out traveling, and I said, "What, you've never had a kolache?" And we talked about this.
Okay.
Do you not remember this?
No.
Well, I mean, you can't buy it at Boosie's anyways. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
You want to go to an authentic, actual place and get one.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you don't want to make that mistake.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
Yeah. You definitely want to get it from like an authentic. You want it to be authentic when you buy that. You want it nice, warm, fresh meat. Like you, I'm thinking about it. So, anyways, beautiful, beautiful collage there. Absolutely looks amazing. So, as far as everything else, how's business this week?
You asked me how business is.
Yeah.
Business is good. So, you know, like I said, Danny's here with me. So Danny's helping me get caught up on some backlog work, which has been wonderful. We've been getting to work side by side. I think she may hate me. Hopefully she won't divorce me, but it's a nice new challenge for the relationship.
Yeah. I mean, you got to love it. You know, you're working together, you're living together, you're spousing together.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful relationship.
Yeah. So, yeah. Bye, so bye. Got that going.
Well, let's pause on that for a minute. We've been talking about you getting somebody to be able to help you out.
Yeah.
For the longest fucking time.
Yep.
And we started that conversation 2 years ago.
Oh, probably, yeah.
And we're just now getting down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, I'm a little particular. I need to spend the time. I was about to make an excuse. I'm not going to make an excuse. I need to spend the time because it's going to take a certain person to do this. Mm-hmm. And I really would like to use someone that I kind of have some current relationship with, yep, just because they're going to see a lot of back end stuff. And I want to feel comfortable with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty important to be able to have somebody there that you can know, trust, but also understands your flaws as a human being. It's able to pick up the other side, which having a spouse there is super beneficial for sure.
Oh yeah.
But being able to dive into that and actually having somebody that you can bring in that can genuinely take the weight,
mm-hmm,
off of the stuff that you are having issues with. Right.
Yeah. And I will say one thing I have found extremely beneficial, which at first I did not see it beneficial, it actually frustrated me, was the feedback on how I was doing work or whatever, right? Like there was something and she said, like, oh, I see why you're frustrated because you're doing this instead of that. And at first it pissed me off. But then I realized, actually, this is really, really good. I got somebody who's not in here daily, who is now showing up. They know me better than anyone. And they're giving me this 10,000 foot flyover. And they're kind of seeing like, hey, you know, you come home frustrated about X, Y, and Z. I see it now because you're doing this ABC. And I'm like, at first my pride gets in the way and I'm like, man, you ain't in my fucking company. You don't know. But that's not true. She knows me better than anybody. So her coming in and then seeing that and then giving me advice on it has been extremely helpful.
Well, one, it's like having your own personal consultant, right? Being able to come into your business and look at it from a different point of view. But also, that's the other problem with having it as a spouse is, you know, you can take things a little bit more personnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely did that. And then I had to check myself and I actually went back and was like, hey, actually, if I was smart about this and wasn't in my pride, I would be thanking you right now.
Yeah.
Working
with a spouse can, that's one of those things that it's one hand, it's absolutely amazing because they know you to a T. And then the other half is you've really got to let your ego kind of take a second seat. Pride, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
That's interesting though, because now you can look at it from a different point of view and actually be able to dive into and fix the craziness that you were doing, obviously.
Yeah. With that, I have a question. When are you going to have Carly come in and work with you for a week? Never.
Not ever.
You don't think she could give you, she wouldn't have any advice for you?
No, she would. 100% she would.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some of us are not as advanced as you.
Is advanced? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hmm. I feel like you're being courteous to me right now.
Nope. Hmm. Nope. I'm 100%. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even when I take work home and she points out some things, she's always right. And really, I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
Not that it's a win or lose game, right? It's not anything like that. It's just, I don't know.
Well, it's, you know, it's tough when you're in the leadership position, mm-hmm, because you feel like you know the place better than everybody, right?
Yeah. You like to think so.
Yeah. And, you know, people who are under you trust you, so they follow you. They of course give feedback as you go, but for the most part, you got the best beat on the place.
Yeah.
And it's weird because somebody can tell me, you could call me and tell me you have a problem going on, right? I got 20 pieces of advice for you quick. But mm-hmm. when it's myself, I get stuck in this loop. I can't see the picture because I'm in the frame kind of thing, right? Yep. And then you got somebody who knows you that well and knows a good bit about your business because you talk about it all the time, right? When yep. you're home, and how quick they can check you on it. It's a little bit humbling.
Yeah. She is so much smarter than I am that it takes me a minute. It takes me a minute yeah. to get where she's at. So I'm like, damn it, man. If I would have just seen it from that point of view, that would have been super helpful. But yeah, no, I don't know if it'll be anytime soon, but I'm sure it'll be super beneficial at some point.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I've got Kaylee, and she absolutely just nails it. I mean, she has the ability to remind me and keep me on track, whereas anybody else, it wouldn't happen that way.
Yeah.
But I've gotten very lucky with the past two assistants that I've had have genuinely been able to keep me to a T.
Yeah.
So, which has been helpful because I lack a lot of things. Good at these other things, but having somebody there that can bring up that is really good at the things that I'm not, man, hiring for those positions is it's got to be 100, right? It's got to be 100 because there would probably be so many meetings that I would have missed just because I get so honed in on like, I got to finish up these calls, that if I wouldn't have gotten, you know, a text, or if I wouldn't have gotten a phone call or someone breaking into my office saying like, hey, you need to leave now. You know, it's one of those things that I get so locked in that it's definitely improved my business more than anything.
Well, you know, I've always complimented you on that. I think you have always been clever about getting someone to you hire to your weaknesses. You've done a good job of that.
Yeah, that is one thing that is one piece of advice that I heard before I started doing really any of this was hiring based off your weaknesses. And that is something that I took and just ran with it. Because yeah. it's something that it made sense to me, right? Because I'm not good at everything and I can't be good at everything. And then the moment that I actually made the correct hire to do that, it changed everything about how I ran. I was able to run faster and longer just because I had somebody else there that was, you know, hand in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You genuinely cannot, in business, you cannot do anything alone. You just won't go as far and as long without having that support and doing things as a team. You just won't. It's literally, I would say, impossible. You can get far, but you can get so much further and so much more complete with having the people in the right places and hiring based off of your weaknesses.
I agree. I mean, if it's still just you, I mean, you're still working per hour. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't, you're trading time for money. I mean, there's no other way around it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you hit the nail on the head. There is no other way around it, because at the end of the day, you can either do everything or you can do the things that you're good at and just be perfect at those and have the rest of the team putting everything together where they need to be. Right. And then you start figuring out a way to remove yourself from the company and hiring based off of what you can train to become better. And then they are genuinely taken up. The way that it was explained to me is you hire based off of pieces of pie, right? When you're alone, you're the whole piece. And then you start cutting slices out until you can cut out every single piece of that piece of pizza or pie, whatever. Until you can hire based off that entire piece, you can't remove yourself from the business. The goal for anybody who starts a company is to be able to remove yourself from the company.
Yeah.
and live quote unquote freedom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, because even if you're going to work in a daily, I mean, how does it replace, how do you make it where you're replaceable as well?
Yes.
Yeah. You drop dead. You know, I mean, if people come in and you got people working for you and they're trusting you and you're the linchpin on all of it, like they don't have a chance in hell if something happened to you. That's scary.
Yeah. And that's, so I sat in on a meeting with two folks that are miles ahead of me. And just because I wanted to see what that conversation was about, right? There was a mutual connection, which was me. I combined the two and I said, hey, if you guys don't mind, I would love to sit down on this meeting. Just, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to listen and I won't even be there. I'll be a mouse. And sure enough, dude, I was just making notes. And the one thing that came out of that meeting, well, two things. One, both of them were looking for a replacement in their businesses for them. Both of them. And they were having complete trouble trying to find that person, right? Because nobody did the same things that they did or needed somebody to be able to do, right? Two, it allowed me to see who do I need to become to be able to fill those seats. One, two, or B, was how do I make sure that that does not happen to me, right? How do I already go ahead and start trying to find somebody that can replace me and has the same attributes that I do? Now, right, whether it's already somebody that's here or how do I find that person along the road that I'm traveling, right? Or how do I take over what they're doing, right? And then just mold it to whatever I'm doing. So completing the piece, and then I got to figure out somebody to replace me, right?
Yeah.
So it's just that conversation and that meeting really changed a lot, whereas I was hiring for everything that I was filling I was cutting the pie, like cutting the pizza. And now I'm starting to realize, who do I have to be? Where do I need to go? And then how can I get this done for myself?
Yeah.
So super, super cool meeting. And that was a couple months ago. And it's really, really helped me to recognize where I need to be.
Yeah, it's cool. I just started a book. I mean, I'm in first chapter of, it's called Who Not How by Dan mm-hmm. Sullivan. And, you know, what's interesting is the guy that's reading the book, that wrote the book, is not Dan Sullivan. It's Dan Sullivan's words being right. And he said flat out, you know, Dan didn't even write the book. And the reason being is because he's about who, not how.
Yep.
Who is the person to write the book? Here's my information. I'll write the book, right? And put it together like it should be. And it, you know, it's interesting that that's how it started off. And that was like a disclaimer on the front end. And the guy was like, you know, Dan did not, these are not all Dan's words. You know, because that goes exactly against what he's saying, who, not how.
Yeah. So that's funny. How far along are you?
I'm right at the end of the first chapter.
Okay. So my coach, put me onto that book. Towards the end of last year, and it's going to be one of those books that I know for 100% fact that it's going to be reread multiple times over probably once a year.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Just because it lays out a lot of things of like who you should be looking for and those types of things, and then where your company is. There's another one. I'd have to dive into it and figure out which one it was, but he gave me two books. But dude, that one there is multiple reads for sure, just to pick up how in depth that he goes and how important the content actually is.
Yeah.
It's fucking next level. So what are your thoughts on it so far?
Well, like I said, I mean, I'm just starting out and it's really kind of just setting us up for the whole premise behind it. So I haven't gotten the weeds yet with it. But I just finished Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And man, that was a reread for me. And I forgot how good that book is. You know, really just kind of everything we've talked about today, all of it can apply back to Start With Why and the team you're building and knowing what you need to hire for, what your why is when you're hiring, right? I mean, it's not just for your customers. It's for you. It's for your team. I mean, all of that. Talking about the guys trying to find a replacement. If it's not about the why when it comes to replacement, then it's going to be tough.
Yep.
Because then it's going to change what the company is. Do the whys align? You know, so that's a great book. If you've never read it, I highly recommend it. Phenomenal. It's great on Audible too. Simon Sinek reads it himself and he does a really good job. But yeah, I'm interested to get deeper in the book and see where it goes with Who Not How.
So that one, Who Not How, Rocket Fuel, and Fierce Conversations.
Fierce Conversations. Yeah, it's been a while on that one.
So those were the three that he basically wanted me to read. And it was, I mean, just Who Not How and those other two. I mean, just absolutely just dials in you as a leader, right? Because now you're starting to think about the hires that you make. You start thinking about who can help you get to where you need to go, right? Because it's not used to, so many people lay out the platform of how do I get this done? Whereas who can help me get this done is a lot better of a question.
Yeah.
And then so you start kind of dialing in. But that and Rocket Fuel were just helpful, so helpful. So
I'll end with this. Mm-hmm. Working with my coach, we were going through some delegation stuff and where I was having struggles. And then, you know, he was asking me why for the company and all that, you know, and I'm very passionate about how I got into the industry, how I had no experience, how I learned and grew and the opportunities it provided for me. I mean, it has provided tremendously for me. And I want to continue to make this place about opportunity. Like I focus on my people focus on my customers, right? Can I give them opportunity? Can I train them? Can I build, as I told him, I said, I'm trying to build a runway, not a padded room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if people fall down, scrape their knees and stuff, but I want a runway where they can get a lot of momentum and fly high. And he brought up a really good point and helped me kind of self-discover. I say that, but if I don't properly delegate work and then, I'm a team member, I'm always jumping in the middle, ready to help. If I don't delegate, get out of the way, how can I be true to my why and saying I want to create this place of opportunity if I don't ever let them spread their wings and learn the stuff that I delegate to them?
Amen.
How are they going to do that? If I don't give them that and say, go figure it out, go learn it, go work on it and let them make some mistakes and figure that stuff out, then how am I ever going to get out of their way and let them fly high? I'm not. I'm like mother hen, man. Just all around them.
Just doing the damn thing for them.
Yeah. So what I say and what I do not align. And that means it's just fucking words when I do that stuff. So that was a nice little wake up call for me on my recent coaching call.
That is so interesting that that both of our coaches, two different people, coach very similarly. And it's about getting to the way that he explains it to me is a lot of people, it's like a tree. Right. A lot of people are trees and a lot of people try to fix the branches when the actual root of the problem is at the roots. And so you've got to get inside of the person to be able to fix the rest of the tree. And it can go deep, man, just being able to see that and being able to dive into that. So that's a really good point. But as far as everything goes, I mean, I think we covered a hell of a lot. And I think there's a lot of takeaways on this. With that being said, folks, do not forget to check out our sponsors. You guys have been crushing it with them. Jocko Fuel and Origin USA. When you get to checkout, put in the code GRIND10. Save yourself 10% off. GRIND10. Jocko Fuel has come out with a lot of good stuff over the past couple of months. We're talking about greens. They've got a full green supplement. Obviously, they've got the protein powders. They've got the energy drinks. All clean fuel there. But they also came out with protein cookies. Yep. And so they had a little ad of Jocko eating a cookie. And it was very interesting to see. So with that being said, folks, do not forget to check them out. Support them just like you've been supporting us. And with that being said,
Grinder out.